This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And here we are again, Kyle Bailey with Shannon Sebastian. Are you ready to do this again?
I think so.
You made it through last week, and we noticed that you left the building alive.
Yes.
So it was successful, and all those, you know, gosh, let's do something new. You went through it, and people seemed to like it.
Actually, yeah, I was really pleased. We got a lot of positive feedback, and I had some really touching text messages and emails sent to me, and which really meant a lot. So thank you to my clients and Alan at Premier Insurance, who sent me a great text message right afterwards and came down and congratulated me. So it was super sweet. So
good.
We're just going to keep the roll going here.
So what are you contemplating today looking ahead?
So today we are going to be talking about distracted driving because April is Distracted Driving Month. So we have Rosalie Singer here from the department, Oregon Department of Transportation. And so we're going to be talking about that today and some of the ways that we can try to reduce the wrecks and the accidents and, you know, love to have no fatalities out there due to this. So that's a great goal to have, but if we can save one person, we'll be happy.
So I understand you've got a little segment here called Shannon Shares.
I don't know what to call this. So, you know, people can send in or give me any ideas that we want to talk about it. But what I wanted to just say is, you know, part of the programming for the Q is celebrating, uplifting, and educating. And so even though our topics are changing each week, we kind of want to have some consistency and some pieces to it that they get to listen to each week. So I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit each week at the beginning of the show and kick it off about things that I've seen around the community or heard about that I think are newsworthy or sharing and kind of what's on my mind each week. So
what are those today?
Well, I have a few, actually. So one of the really neat things that I was able to witness on social media, the power of social media, you know, good and evil, it all exists out there, but was a mom asking for some help for a young boy who has an upcoming birthday and they don't have the means right now to maybe supply this birthday party that they wish for their child. And so just the outpouring of people from the community being willing to step up and help out honestly was so amazing. And my comment to that was, this is what community is about. There's a need and all these wonderful people. This kid could open a present probably for every day the rest of the year if we all went out and bought something. But, you know, I think that that just really showed me that we're as amazing of a community as I think we are. And I'm really proud to be a resident of Douglas County. And it's just things like that that just let you know, just a simple ask and the outpouring of generosity was pretty overwhelming. So to all the ladies who are on that thread that I'm on, God bless you. I think you're amazing. And it made my day to be even honored to be able to read that. So pretty excited about that.
Neat.
Yeah. And then another thing that was kind of interesting is I talked to a friend the other day who I hadn't connected with for a while with the COVID going on. And she was asking about the show. And so I had told her what this week's programming was going to be about and that I was having Rosalie on the show about distracted driving. And she said, well, you know, my daughter got in an accident the end of January. I was like, no, I didn't, because we don't get to see each other as often, obviously. And I just really felt that here I had this own person in my life that I didn't even know was directly impacted by this. And it's like, well, I wish I would have had this show and we could have saved that incident, or I could have talked to her daughter or something. And so today I kind of feel like that's what we're doing. We're talking to the parents and the kids and the grandparents out there to encourage them to sit down and have a conversation about this before they're a statistic on the reports that Rose gets. So I feel like it just kind of, I know last week I talked a little bit about how being at my office and seeing what I saw restored my faith and my soul. And I feel like what I've seen did it again this week. So thank you, Douglas County. You never cease to amaze me. And I'm ready to change some lives. Keep it going.
All right.
So let me actually officially introduce Rose here. So Rosalie, your official title, which I have this, and honestly, I don't know how you fit it on here. Region Transportation Safety Coordinator.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. RTSC for short.
Oh, thank the good Lord you get to have something like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're so excited to have you, so thank you.
Thank you for having me. I couldn't be more excited to be part of the show, actually. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I know it's been really difficult with COVID when we talked because you're not able to get out and about like you do and travel and do the fairs, and those things have been canceled. So,
right. Community education has nearly almost stopped. And I mean that in every aspect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited that we're doing this and you have this platform to be able to get this out, and that I'm sad that we have to have a distracted driving month. But here we go. So. One of the things that I was thinking about was that, and I'd read this somewhere, and you might have a different statistic, so help me out on this. But as I just kind of wanted people, unless you're driving, because we're talking about distracted driving, so if you're driving, don't do this. But I kind of wanted everybody to just sit and close your eyes for just a second. And I do literally mean that. So close your eyes for just a few seconds. And I want you to kind of see what 5 seconds with your eyes closed seems like, and that would be right now. So in some of the statistics that I saw, 5 seconds was the average, not the longest, but the average that people look away from their phone when they're just looking at a text or a notification comes up. So imagine how far you could have traveled at 40 or 50 or 60 miles an hour just now when you had your eyes closed. To me, that's horrifying.
That is horrifying, and thank you for bringing that to the forefront of our discussion, because, 1.5 seconds can go really quick, and in 5 seconds, you can travel more than the length of a football field. So, when you take your eyes away from the road, and there are many forms of distraction, you guys, and we're going to get into all of those today, hopefully, but taking your eyes off the road for that amount of time can be deadly, and it can be deadly for you, and it can be deadly for someone traveling in your vehicle or in a different vehicle. So it's a serious education topic right now. And yes, April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So we're trying to raise awareness to stop these crashes from happening. Yeah.
And today is April 8th is actually one of the days, a key day, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. It's, I think it's Connect to Disconnect.
Connect to Disconnect, yes.
Yes, and so several of the law enforcement agencies in Douglas County are participating in this, but it's a high visibility enforcement day where the sole distraction is distracted driving. Now, that's not to say that law enforcement agencies aren't going to be out there, you know, looking for speeders or no seatbelts or any other traffic violation, but the focus is we're asking people connect to disconnect. So put your phones down, put your electronic devices away, and don't pay any attention to them today while you're in your vehicle.
I've already started that because I cheated and I kind of looked ahead to what today was. So
yes.
I've been good, and I do have to say sometimes as of late I've caught myself knowing this subject was coming up. Like, how many times has that happened? It's surprising. Even if you just get mind awareness of, like, I would normally would have looked at the phone, but I'm not, or I normally would have done this, but I'm not, and you add that up how many times it is, it's...
Yeah. Well, not just the telephone.
I was disappointed in myself.
Were you?
Yeah.
But good for
pledging.
You. Good for you for recognizing it, right? And that's what we want people to do, just recognize. People typically think that cell phones... are the number one cause of distraction, and they very well may be, but there's so many other things that we do in our vehicles that are distracting that don't have anything to do with cell phones. So if cell phone is your biggest, think about what your other distractions in your vehicle can be. I mean, pets in your lap, mm-hmm. eating while you're driving, adjusting your radio. I mean, there are four main kinds of distracted driving that we think about. These are kind of big and funny words, some of them, to describe it, but there's visual, auditory, manual, and cognitive. And cognitive is when your mind travels elsewhere away from your driving. So how many times have some of you, you know, maybe been driving and then all of a sudden you realize, how did I make it this far in my drive? I don't even remember getting from point A to point B. And that's a cognitive distraction.
Absolutely. I've gotten home and like, I don't even remember driving Old Melrose Road or passing the Melrose store. So I'm like, how did that happen?
Right. We all have our things. Yeah.
Yeah. Because your mind's racing about, okay, got to get home and do this with the kids and get them to soccer or this or that. I mean, I'm way past that phase in my life.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was back then when it was happening. And so I'm already pre-planning on what I have to do the second I hit the brakes. But
yeah.
Can you give us some statistics, like what are the numbers that, as far as accidents or things like that, that you guys get?
Okay, so first I have to say this, and please don't think I'm correcting you. I do not mean to correct you.
Do it.
Distracted driving is not an accident. It's not. It's a choice. And so,
true.
So these are crashes. So you're wanting to know about, like, what are the number of crashes we see?
Yes.
And I wish I had a great number for you. Like so many things in life, our actual final data is only current right now through 2018. Now, I could have pulled some preliminary numbers to tell you, but our trouble with distracted driving, and maybe some of you remember, we had a law change, I think it was 2019, I'm sure that's when it was, where we refined, like, you know, handheld devices, Bluetooth devices, those types of things, and what would serve as distracted driving.
As far as being ticketed or something?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes, exactly. What is lawful and what's mm-hmm. not? But so the trouble with the distracted driving is it can be very difficult to prove. So first and foremost, I kind of hate for people to focus on data because our numbers, our overall fatality numbers are kind of low because once somebody crashes and there's a fatality, if it's a single vehicle crash, if it's a single person in the vehicle, we may never fully know the cause. Right now, So right now, our number one type of crash is a roadway or lane departure crash. People leave their lane of travel, and typically when that happens, there's a lot of head-on crashes, or they leave the road altogether and they hit a fixed object. There are a number of reasons for that,
mm-hmm.
but they're not that big, right? Maybe somebody has a medical condition. Maybe they've fallen asleep, they're tired. Maybe they're impaired. Maybe they're speeding mm-hmm. and they failed to negotiate a turn. But predominantly, we can suspect that they're distracted. If you leave your lane of travel and enter a different lane and you hit someone head on, you weren't paying attention in some fashion.
Oh, absolutely.
And those have taken over, the roadway departure crashes or lane departure have taken over all other crash types. Cell phone records, there's things in determining that someone was on a cell phone while they were driving if it's not witnessed. Or if the pet was, you know, if there's a pet that was involved in a crash but it's not in the lap at the time, it's difficult sometimes to determine if the crash was a distracted related crash. Yeah.
So I think that one of the things that, you know, we all think about is that it's teenagers that are the main problem here. This is it. We're only talking to the teens. We're not talking to the teens, and I gotta talking to you because I'm not giving out my. I don't care about people knowing my age, but anyway, it's me. It's my group.
Yeah. So I love it that you do mention that, and that is a statistic I would be happy to talk about because most of us think that distracted driving, cell phone use while driving, is our teens. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic driver education program in the state of Oregon. I mean, like national award-winning distracted driving program. I mean, driver education program. And so for the kids that have gone through that, like they really get this, you know, drilled into them, don't drive distracted, and they hear a lot of these reasons why. Kids that don't go through it are still teens, still really smart enough. Now, I'm not going to venture to say that no teens are using their cell phone while they're driving, but the age group that is the largest offender in regards to crashes of all types, low level to fatality, are 44 to 54 age group. Because we're not that good at it, you guys. We cannot... we can't text and drive. We can barely change our radio station while we drive. And sometimes that's if we're lucky, because if you have one of those infotainment centers in your vehicle,
right.
They can be distracting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, changing your radio is a distraction as well. Yeah.
Well, then you shouldn't change your radio. You should just keep it here.
Keep it on KQEN. Yeah. Yes.
And we'll talk more about this when we come back. Wow, look at that. They just rolled right into a break. It's Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Back soon on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon 423, Douglas County's news team with the afternoon report at 5. Shannon Sebastian, Your Cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you, Kyle. So, Rose, we're going to just start right back into this here. One of the things I'm really excited about, I mean, it's not distracted driving, but how you guys, all the different ways that you're able to inform the community on these things. And so would you be willing to share about the crash trailers and what ODOT does with those?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How you go about getting them.
Thank you. Yeah. So we have a variety of crashed car trailers. We're actually getting a new one into the Region 3 area, the area that I serve for ODOT here locally. That was a crash out of the LeGrand area. It's coming soon. And it actually happened to involve the family members of one of our ODOT employees. It was a horrible crash. It was, so look for that in the community in the coming months. It should be arriving here in May. Shannon said, you know, she's excited to talk about these trailers. And they're exciting for us in a way, but sadly, they almost always represent death. Right. Mm-hmm. So we have this we have an impaired driving trailer. We have a trailer that houses a marijuana involved crash. That's something that we're just really starting to talk about in communities now. The long term effects that we're seeing of legalizing marijuana. And then we have a speed racing crashed car we've obtained a motorcycle, a police motorcycle, where a police officer in Portland was hit by an impaired driver. So we'll be showcasing that pretty soon. But right now in Douglas County, we have brought in our distracted driving crash car trailer. It's currently at the Douglas County Library. And Shannon mentioned like how we go about obtaining these cars. And it's worth mentioning because, again, we're talking about loss of life typically when we get one of these cars.
Yeah, it's a sensitive subject.
It's so sensitive. And we're dealing with real people and family members because we have to get permissions from all of the people, the families of the people that were involved in the crash. So even if someone survived, they have to give us their permission to showcase this. And it can be so touchy because, for instance, years ago there was a crash here in Douglas County that involved four teens. And the father of one of those teens really wanted us to have this crash car to take around. And while the mother was in support of that, she was really anxious, and rightly so, about running into that car locally or, here or there out and about. And so going about getting the cars, it's a feat, and it can take a while. And so while this crash car that we have here locally, this distracted driving crash, it was a crash from 2016, February of 2016. So we're roughly 5 years that we've had that car in the trailer. And it seems like a long time. We try to keep them more current. But at the same time, it's a really big deal because it's just a touchy subject. Shannon, you mentioned towards the beginning of the show, if we had no fatalities, that would be a wonderful thing. And if it's in regard to distracted driving or speeding or whatever, impaired driving.
Yeah, anything with a motor vehicle accident.
Yes, anything. Yes. I often ask people, like, do you know how many fatalities we have in the state of Oregon, motor vehicle fatalities? And if you had to guess, Shannon, how many would you say we had annually?
In a year's time?
In a year.
Oh, I don't know. 150?
150. That's why this is a great conversation. So last year we had just over 400 in the state.
400 people passed away?
Yeah, 400 people died.
Oh, that's a horrible number.
It is a horrible number. I mean, thank you for recognizing that. I think people don't think about it very often. And so then I would say, so what number?
I don't want that one knock at my door. Yes. I don't want that one knock at my door. So I look at 400. That's my children.
Your family,
over,
your friends.
Over 100 times over. So it's like, to me, I hear 400 and you're saying, yeah, a lot of people don't think that's a big number, but I have three children. And if
thank you.
And
yes.
If, you know, 100, over 100 people didn't have their three boys, like, my heart is broken right now. I am broken on this radio with you.
Oh,
look
no,
at our tears.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But I mean, that to me, that's a horrible number because that represents a knock on the door and that hits me hard.
Yes.
So
yes.
I hope it hits y'all hard because nobody wants the knock on the door.
Exactly. And so, yeah, so then my next ask would be, well, what do you think is an acceptable number? And typically people will say maybe like 150, because if it's 400, maybe 150 is acceptable. But then I'm like, what's the acceptable number for your family? And that's when the conversation takes a real turn.
Mm-hmm.
Distracted driving is deadly, you guys. And it's a harsh way to say it, but Shannon could not be more correct. No parent wants that knock on the door. No spouse, no friend,
no
family member.
No, and truthfully, I mean, I feel like I'm a really nice, kind-hearted person, but I don't imagine what that would be like to have somebody take the life of one of my children either, or it would be horrible.
Right.
It would be horrible. So or anybody's children. I mean, I'm kind of a mom bear to all, but I just think let's put the police out of business.
Mm.
I love them. I support the blue hardcore. I'm a hardcore blue girl. But I'm just like, let's put them out on the knocking on the door business. Let's put it that way.
I want to say too, first, you are one of the most genuine, kind-hearted people I know.
Oh, bless you.
Well, it's truth. But thank you for mentioning the police and all of this, because I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of the partners who help us with these trailers. Who bring these stories, for lack of a better word right this minute, to us. State police were a big contributor, a major partner in getting this distracted driving trailer. It's a crash, I think I mentioned it, I'm not sure, out of Eastern Oregon. If you have the opportunity to go take a look at the trailer, please do. But also the heart and soul from some of our ODOT employees are poured into these trailers. They mount them for us. They haul them for us. They set them up for us so that they can be a visual learning experience for people to know what not to do. So thank you to all of those people. Douglas County, you're right. We have amazing law enforcement support here. I could not be a bigger supporter. And they all, hands down, see the consequences of distracted driving more than most of us do. And it hits them too.
Right. And that's what I was just thinking as you were saying that exact same thought. And it's like, well, so many, it's not just the person who loses their life that pays the price. It's all the people left behind and the lives forever changed.
Yes.
So it's the ripple effect in a negative way that's there. So
well, in a very,
it's
very
all pledged
difficult
to do
way.
Better. And the trailer is at the Douglas County Library until Tuesday?
Until Monday or Tuesday morning, at which time we'll be transferring.
So through the weekend anyway. Go look at it this weekend.
Yes, please, yes.
It has the story posted about the young lady and the wreck situation on it.
Can we talk about it for just a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Alexis Thurwanger is the young lady that actually lost her life in this crash. But this story is a little bit twofold. Alexis was 19 at the time. She would have been turning 25 just next month. And Alexis made a series of unfortunate choices. She left her home around 3 o'clock, traveling on a secondary highway over in Eastern Oregon, where she was not just texting and driving. She was using Facebook and driving, so liking and sharing. And when Alexis wasn't paying attention, her vehicle struck another vehicle that had two occupants in it. And those two occupants were seriously injured. And again, another thing people often don't realize when it comes to car crashes, they were seriously injured. And a serious injury is a life-changing or debilitating injury. Like, your life will never be the same. You're now losing your life, but you will suffer the rest of your life in some capacity. It'll be different forever. And they were one of the occupants was life flighted to Portland, and one of them was taken to a different hospital nearby. So that's a thing that happens in crashes. If you have multiple family members, you might, and if it's a serious crash, you might not all end up in the same location. That's a really big deal when someone's struggling to hang on for their life. Additionally, and I am in no way saying this in regard to being here on behalf of Premier Insurance today, but Alexis was driving uninsured. And what that means for the two people in the other vehicle is that their vehicle insurance covered them within the limits of their insurance. And then they were literally responsible for all of the costs for their injuries, their lifelong injuries from that point on. It's not legal to drive in the state of Oregon uninsured. Some people make that choice. And so it turns out sometimes to be a very, very bad choice. And in this case, it was.
And again, it may not be the life affected.
Right.
You know, it was somebody else's.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to talk more on that when we come back here after a quick break.
All right. Back with more in a moment. 434 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here. Your Q, Shannon Sebastian. And it's presented by Premier Insurance Group on News Radio 1240 KQEN. We didn't want to distract anyone there coming back the wrong way from the break. You know, you were talking at the beginning about middle-aged people. We'll just use that broad brushstroke. Being the most guilty. And how, I mean, I can remember 15, 20 years ago, you or somebody from ODOT, it's like, wait a second, do we not learn this yet? We're still talking about it. It's still an issue. And now with the technology being a bigger issue, you know, some of us, I have gotten a whole lot better than I used to be. But I used to be really bad at that. Mm. You know, given my job and things like that.
You know, Kyle, that's a great segue to talk about how we are all comfortable making the choices behind the wheel that we're comfortable with. We all, in some way or another, think we're good drivers. We wouldn't get in the car with ourselves and drive, right, if we didn't think that. But nobody, and I'm sorry if you've heard me say this before, there's a really good chance you have. Nobody wakes up in the morning thinking that they're going to be in a crash. If we had that foresight, we would do our day different.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. But the problem is, we shouldn't be worried about our own driving. We should be worrying about the driving of others. Because when somebody leaves their lane and they hit you head on, you have very minimal time to react. Your choices as a driver affect all of those vehicles around you. I don't know if you guys have witnessed this in the last few months. We know that speeding, sorry, it's not distracted driving, right? But we know that speeding is at an all-time high. When COVID hit, our traffic volumes went down, but our speeds went up. We were still having really serious fatal crashes because of people speeding. I can't come into Roseburg each day without seeing some aggressive or road rage driving behaviors. We have to start giving each other a break because, Kyle, you're right. This hasn't changed. We're still battling it. It's not going away. If we don't start looking for the good in other people and give them the grace or the space that they need without reacting, we will never see the end of this.
But we think that, I mean, we're pretty good at professionals as multitasking and keeping track of things. That's where I used to really fudge the line pretty severely. One classic case I remember on a trip to Portland, our daughter was listening to music in her headphones. My wife was listening to a book in her headphones. I had the radio on, kind of. And I realized that they were, you know, I could do whatever I wanted. And so not only did I check my email for work and for my personal email, but I checked on Facebook to where we were heading in Portland to see if any of my friends were on Facebook at the time. all while being in the left lane of Interstate 5 between Salem and Portland.
Wow. And I love you for admitting that.
Yeah, you can put your hand out now. We're going to slap that really hard.
No, but I think it takes guts to admit where you realized that you were wrong.
And at some point between chapters, my wife looked at me, "What are you doing?" She said, "What, you know, this is not the middle of nowhere, you know. Also, probably around that time, zipping around, one day I was downtown covering a news story, and there was, I don't know if he's still even on the force, there was a city Roseburg officer that I would run into at traffic accidents and things like that, covering things. And he saw me walking downtown and came up and stopped and just said hi, and no big deal. And he said, "Oh, I just thought I would let you know that if you're going to text while you're in the company vehicle, you probably shouldn't do it while you pass me."
Oh, Kyle.
And I had done that.
Spilling the beans today on yourself, Kyle.
I had done that twice that morning that I had passed him.
We need to give him a call.
No,
and
Kyle
we need
needs
to, say
to
thank
go
you.
Across to the library, and you need to look at this board,
but,
even though he's better now.
Yes, you're better now, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, good, and good Bluetooth really helped that, you know, because, I mean, you can still get distracted, but at least you're not on the device. Yeah. You know, you can talk, but sometimes that's a big issue, too.
Yes, it sure can be. I want to circle back to something you said here in a second. So, yeah, so if you're 18 or under, it's against the law to use any type of mobile electronic device, any type. You can't use it in Bluetooth. But for those of you that are listening that are over 18, you can use Bluetooth, but it's a hands-free law. If you're driving along with your phone in your hand and it's close to your mouth, it's still illegal, even though it's not up to your ear. You guys, you cannot have it in your hand. That's distracting as well. We want you to have both hands on the wheel. We want you to be looking at the road and focusing your attention. We can get distracted with our kids in the back seat, all these things we mentioned. I wanted to circle back around, though, and say what you were doing and your wife saying, "What are you doing?" Because my husband is an excellent driver. I'm not bragging on him right now. I wouldn't even want him to hear me say this.
I know. I'm just like, oh, Lord.
Shannon,
you're
going to
pay
him.
For that.
I know.
This is how rumors started Roseburg.
I happen to know him very well, and she's going to hear about that.
Yeah, if he's listening. But Shannon knows him. He's skilled. He has a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
He
very
scares
much.
Me when I drive with him a lot of the times. And it's not because he's on his phone, because he wouldn't do that in the car with me again. But it's because he's a looker. You guys, he's looking at all this scenery, and it's the same type of thing. When you're taking your eyes off of the road in front of you, it's a form of distraction, and it really can take long. You can have your eyes off the road for longer than you even think you have them off the road. So we have to pay attention to everything. Your primary focus should be driving. And let's remind everyone in the kindest possible way that driving is a privilege. It is not a right. So please respect the laws and be safe on the road.
I don't know what you had said, show some grace and give some space. I think you need to take that back to them. I think you just came up with the 2022 slogan for your thing, because I think that I do. I'm like, I don't know if you even realize that, but it was really super slick. And I feel like people sometimes in their vehicles feel like if they even think somebody is trying to do something, and now I might be talking about my husband. So, you don't have to be right. We have to be safe.
Yes.
So can we just let that person in? Can we just let them slide over? Even if you think they're cutting you off and it's ticking you off, let them do it. Because you're both going to then get to the destination. You're both going to get home. You're both going to see your families. So I'm all about the 2022.
I did not realize
grace and space. I'm all about it. So
thank you.
I got your back on that one. I champion for that. I'll be your campaign manager.
Yes. So we're on it.
And teasing Kyle about going and looking at the wreck at the library, my thing with that is literally you have a timeline of everything this young lady did while driving, and he just named quite a number of those things.
He did. He did. You guys, please, if you have an opportunity, take advantage of the trailer being placed over there and go take a look at it. Again, it's a 43-minute time span that Alexis was in her vehicle from when she started, and it outlines for you when she was texting, when she responded, when she texted herself, when she was on Facebook, what she was doing on Facebook. So we have the ability to get those phone records. Nobody wants that to be them. Within 43 minutes, she had crashed and lost her life. Mm-hmm. It's a really big deal.
I think for me, in with talking with you the last week too, Rose, is one of the things that I always thought about is, as the mama bear when my kids, you know, were younger and even into their 20s, it took me a while to release the leash, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, to lighten up the apron strings or
do
whatever you want to call
so
it.
Do not worry so much. Do not worry so much.
But was, if I text you, you had darn well better text me back. You know, I don't care about the girls. I don't care about who else is wanting your attention. Your mama gets your attention. And so the thing about that is, as parents, it can't be okay for our children to text us so they're not in trouble when you know they might be traveling. So is there some recommendations or anything that you guys have come up with to, like, tell your parents, I'm driving home now, so they don't answer, or park their phone, or...
Yes, thank you. Yes, so ODOT's media campaign this year that we're focusing on is called Park Your Phone. Now, you guys, there are plenty of apps out there, and again, I'm going to talk about insurance companies for a minute, because if you contact your insurance company, they might have an incentivized program for you to have your children shut their phone off while they're driving. So if you can make this agreement with your child, we have a pledge actually in a couple of different forms that parents can do with their new drivers, their young drivers, about texting and driving, to just say that they won't do the following things. But if you can get your kids to shoot you a text before they leave, you'll know about when they should arrive, and that should be peace of mind. If we can get people to park their phone, to turn on the do not disturb, you can put a message on your phone, every single cell phone, that says, I'm driving, I can't answer right now, so that anyone that tries to contact you that you would normally get an alert for, a notification for, they will just simply get your response that says, I'm driving, I'm not available. And encourage that with your children. Please do it for yourself. And let's, you know, put a stop to some of these things that we're seeing with distracted driving.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Alan and Brett and Cheryl and Shelley back at the office are listening and can maybe, our property and casualty people, will check into that and let us know. And then we'll put it on our Facebook page, and I'll try to add it to your Q Facebook page. We already did the pledge, Alexis's pledge.
Good.
And on our Premier Facebook page, where people can go connect to your link to your website to get that and print it off.
Thank you. I wouldn't recommend a specific app myself, but there are plenty out there. So look for them. Find one that works for you and go from there.
Hey, we all love a good discount or a good way to also, you know, help ourselves out. And so it wouldn't surprise me that there's that technology out there for that. So
yes,
let's do it. I think we're going to take a break now and come back to it here in just a minute.
All right. This is Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Back soon on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon 4:51, the afternoon report coming at 5. This is Your Cue, Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. If you're driving home, pay attention. Don't be distracted.
Yes. Just listen, but keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, and we'll keep you entertained. So, even though today we're not trying to entertain, we're trying to educate. So we're going to continue with that. So I have to say, Kyle, you told on yourself, so I'm going to tell on myself now. I have had a speeding ticket, one in 25 years, I think. But what I found out when I got that is that there was this program where if I did a class, it would come off and it would be like I had never had one, which is how I kind of wanted it to be with my insurance and everything. And so, Rose, it's my understanding there's something similar to that in relation to this?
Yeah. So it's specific to Oregon, actually. With the recent change in the cell phone law, Oregon adopted a distracted driving avoidance course that you could attend. You have to pay to attend, but you could pay to attend for a first-time distracted driving offender. Some caveats with that and with our law and the citation fine is that it makes a significant difference if you're just being pulled over for like using your phone or driving distracted, or if you're in a crash and it's related to distracted driving. So that's a piece of it. And then there's also some judges around our state don't support this distracted driving avoidance course. So there are certified providers that have to go through a process, right, to be able to offer it. If you go in front of a judge, and it's the same with the speeding or the impaired driving for first-time offenders, we have courses that people can go to. But this specific distracted driving avoidance course is specific to Oregon. So if the judge doesn't support it, you likely will not be offered the option. And I'll tell you, there are judges out there that feel very strongly about the fact that distracted driving is a choice, and they don't feel that you should be given the option. Now, if you do get the option to do the class, it's only the fine that is suspended. The citation record still stays with you. It is a good option. It's an education opportunity. Has to be supported by our local judges, though.
Well, it's a chance to learn a little bit more and maybe correct a bad behavior,
you know,
or just get educated more on it even.
Some people will benefit from it, and some, you know, not so much. Some people aren't even interested, to be honest.
I was grateful for the opportunity. I know mine wasn't distracted driving, but I was grateful for that opportunity because I was like, oh, I have a bad mark. I don't want the bad mark. So
Yes.
One of the things with the trailer that I wanted to do before we got off of here is say thanks. Thank you for all your efforts for getting it here. Jill Weber and Adam Blue at Roseburg High School for coordinating that, and Alan for reaching out and making that happen. So for the four of you guys, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks for you guys helping us.
Yeah,
I'm really grateful. I hadn't seen it, so I'm going to look as soon as we're done. But Alan had told me the story, and that he had seen it a couple years ago, and it was really impactful to him. And so he was the one that brought up the idea to reach out and ask about that for you. And I'm really glad that we did. So.
Me too. Thank you.
That's what he gets paid the big bucks for, is all these great ideas. But anyway, so I wanted to say thank you to Chris Wiley, too, at the Douglas County Library, because she really did get a phone call from me at a moment's notice and was very willing to try to help us out in a major time crunch. So, Chris, thank you so much. And I'm very appreciative. And go check out the trailer this weekend before it gets moved to the high school, because that's a closed campus and you won't be able to view it there. So, and I think we're taking a break. Are we taking a break?
No, we got like 3 minutes to go and then we're done.
We have 3 minutes to go?
We do.
I'm super excited about that. Okay, so 3 minutes to go and we're done. So here's my 3-minute ticker.
Okay.
Last week, we talked about Premier Insurance having their 25th anniversary. I almost said wedding anniversary.
That would be awkward.
That would have been a good one. not a wedding. But 25 years in business. So we are doing a wonderful giveaway, which I'm thrilled about. But really, not that many people have taken us up on that. So go to Premier Insurance's Premier Insurance Group, their Facebook page. That's a tongue twister. And tag some friends, follow the page, share, like, whatever you want to do so that we know that you're out there. And then you'll be entered into the drawing. And the grand prize is what's called the triple play. And I know, Rose, you didn't get to hear the show, so I'm going to tell you what that is again.
Thank you.
So that is a 1 year's membership to the Oak Hills Golf Course in Sutherland, the Roseburg Course, and the Myrtle Creek Golf Course. So you get all three courses, a year's membership with a cart. Awesome. So good weather's coming, and I know there's a lot of golfers out there, so get on there, ladies, and get your husband that win him that trip.
Or ladies, if you play golf, do it for you.
Yes, thank you for that. empowering women, I love it. Also, if golf is not your thing, then there's a $1,500 cash prize. So you can choose one or the other. But we're giving away over 50 prizes in total as well. So next week on the show, we'll be announcing our first winners. So you need to get on there. You need to go to the Premier Facebook page. I'm going to keep saying that. Premier Insurance Group Facebook page. And find us. And the other thing is go to your queue and let us know what you want to hear next week. So that's your queue, Douglas County. And we see you next week.
Except we have one more minute.
One more minute?
Yeah.
Well, why is this timer off? Can you tell us in a minute?
Well, I want to say thanks to Shannon and Premier Auto Group for having me here, because this program that you're doing is so heartfelt and so impactful for the community. I said I was honored to be here. I'm not kidding. Aww. I really am. And I am excited to hear who you continue to have on the show, because this is a great thing for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way,
show number two in the book.
Yeah, and
y'all.
It'd be a good time to remind people how to contact you with the show, Facebook page and all that.
Yeah, so we have your UQ Facebook page, and you can connect on there, messenger me, email at yourq, which is yourcue, at bciradio.com. So, and the podcasts are on here afterwards if you missed it or just caught a piece of it. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Yeah, that's it. Your Q with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Back next week on News Radio 1240 KQEN.